Hello everyone, welcome to Animation Nation. I am your host Primetime here, and I wanna say something honestly and what's in my mind so far. And this is, let me give you guys, it's something I have this for since the beginning of June, and I just wanna speak what's in my mind right now. You know, ever since kind of started with my leg injury and whatever, you know, I've been resting so far. It started around like May, around like the last few days of May, and it was like after the podcast I mentioned that in a previous episode just now, and throughout the whole rest of June I experienced something. Sorry about that, everyone. Sorry about that. It's interruptions or whatever, but anyways, something I experienced so far for the rest of beginning of June, exactly. And I kind of want to speak up. Sorry for the background noise going on so far. But something that has been happening since June, and I want to speak up about this since the beginning, because it has been, you guys notice I have, for the few episodes, I sprinkle in my own criticism with YouTube, you know. Because I keep talking smack about YouTube, their policies, their copyright strikes, the way how they manage their own content creators and their audiences. It just feels wrong, honestly. And because before, obviously, if you guys don't know the story, you know the story of how I become making this podcast. I always thought to myself, if it's worth going on YouTube, and it was back around like 2019, I believe, that the podcast was started. And 2018 or 2019, somewhere around there. And I thought to myself that is it really worth being on YouTube to make this content? And it was still during the time where YouTube was dealing with their own monetization and their own their advertisements and all apocalypse stuff I keep hearing so far with other content creators. Because I was like, no, not gonna put my content on YouTube, because YouTube, I heard it's been a hellhole. It's been stressful. People, it does a lot of mass flags over there, and I believe I'm not really that much capable of handling all that stuff, because I never done a YouTube video. I never done content before I do my own podcast like this one. And so luckily, one of my friends, who I haven't met them for a long time during another platform, who recommended me Anchor to start making this podcast. And so far, so forth, for the past 3 years, I know it's going to be the fourth year so far, and just wanted to say that it's been a blast for me, and I'm glad that I'm making content for you guys here, with no matter if it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes, whatever podcast you listen to this, no matter how big or small it is, no matter what platform it is so far, I'm just naming the dominant ones, but as long as you guys enjoy my content, and I really do appreciate all of you guys listening to this stuff. Now, the reason why I want to bring this up is that, for me, as a fellow content creator, let that sink in. What does that mean? Content creator obviously means you, a person who creates content, who creates entertainment, you create things for the audience, for them to enjoy, to invest, to at least like have their own spare time to actually listen or see what the person has been able to provide for your entertainment that makes you feel joy or informed or anything, honestly, or no matter if it, what it is, whether it be video games, animation, tutorials, whatever, news like I do, anything that brings you that seems investive, it kind of has this little bit of escapism with what your daily life, or something gives you productive, you know, we're here for you for that. You know, we're content creators, no matter what platforms you provided, whether it be YouTube, TikTok, or Spotify, or whatever, we're content creators. We do what we can to provide audiences a way of escapism and a way to like listen to what we have to say, and hopefully you enjoy us, because we have this passion to create content, to express ourselves. And hopefully we do, hopefully you guys do the same thing with your own content creation, no matter what platform you guys on. And the thing is that during the beginning of June, during my recovery, there's a big controversy that's happening on YouTube. And I covered this a few episodes ago. A man by the name of the Act Man, who gave criticism to a person by the name of Quantum TV, who made a second video on Quantum TV, which specifically criticized not only Quantum, but YouTube in general, for the guidelines that they've opted, and they weren't able to follow their own set of rules, and they basically just leave Quantum TV off the hook. And you know, this Quantum person does some shady stuff. He doxes people. He talks smack to at least of a 16 or 17 year old on YouTube. He sees some disgustful hates to the LGBTQ plus community, who he wishes the two lesbian couple to should have been a quote unquote what's it called? Pulse Victim nightclub. This is what he said. And it is disgusting. This person should have been demonetized. This person should have been canned. I mean, even I hear from what when I see from Actman's video where he, you know, Quantum is a guy who provides verticality to televisions, and you know, a few people in the television community who have claimed that Quantum verticality to the televisions were fraud, and we see them through a scene where the podcast with two fellow television calibrators who prove that that Quantum's technique of calibration is false. It is not good quality television he is providing. That's what they give with the schematics. And look, as much as we don't want to call out wolf, cry out wolf and whatever to demonetize people, there are times gonna be people who are that much disgusting, that much horrifying, that maybe deserves at least some type of punishment for the actions that they've done. And something what Quantum TV did do is borderline disgusting. Even for the fact that he literally called the actress who played Catwoman in the new Batman movie a half-breed. That is the most insulting thing you could ever think of. And I mentioned that in the previous episode. And I kind of want to bring this up to show how disgusting this person is. You don't call a person a half-breed. That is pretty much the most rude thing I ever heard. Now, thing has happened was that around June 4th or whatever, around June 8th, the thing he made that video because apparently he got an email from YouTube that apparently they don't see Quantum TV as a threat because he, quote unquote, hasn't done anything wrong, despite the Act Man having evidence. Whether you go for the Act Man or not with the whole Quantum TV situation, you have to think of closely how companies, if you provide rules for yourself, you expect yourself to follow the rules, to keep everyone in line and not do any shady stuff. But when you decide to break the rules that you made for this particular person who has been disgusting and say all this heinous stuff, there's something wrong with YouTube. Alright? And, you know, some people say that, a few people say about the situation where, like, oh, you know, you call him, like, people calling him out because, you know, he's, you know, he has a, you know, he's a different skin color, he's black or whatever. Look, for me, I don't care who you are, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever. I'm Mexican myself. And I just want to say is that what matters to me is the personality and the way you give off the vibes. Depends on how your way of thinking is, of how you, the way you're thinking, your thought process. Your actions have consequences. It doesn't much matter to anyone's looks. Your personality matters more than what you look like, for me. and the personality from Quantum TV seems more like a snarky, narcissistic person, and he does all this stuff to get away with it. He even got his band, his other previous channels banned, and he was able to convert them to a new channel, which he kind of like, he edited his own URL, and you get banned and evade, and that's against, you know, YouTube's policy to hide underneath YouTube's ban for creating another channel and trying to put like a court opinion on your own. Kind of like they did with EDP for this week, where EDP came back for a couple of days until YouTube finally has a thought process to, you know, ban him, because he's the same guy who'd done all this heinous stuff with his pedophilia acts and other disgusting stuff in his videos. And I apologize for the noise, but he's the one to get at. At this point in time, YouTube has gone downhill, and what they did to the Ackman was wrong. Call what you want with the Ackman, but yet to admit, YouTube has done some disgusting things, and what they did to not following the policies of their own rules is uncalled for, and you need to understand that. YouTube, you need to fix your stuff. So what they did was they demonetized him. He can't either have revenue to his channel, nor he cannot be in the algorithm. Meaning, or in other words, he can't have, notoriety, or he can't be up in the charts within YouTube, or he won't have any discoverability. He won't be discovered that often, which means no views, no new subscribers, no anything. Well, because of that. And I also want to mention that he, ever since that happened, he made tweets where he sort of has this sort of like sarcasm where like, oh, since YouTube's not going to help this guy because he does some heinous stuff, I'm going to follow YouTube's new way of thinking. I'm going to demonetize people or whatever. I'm going to fucking do this heinous stuff and dox people or whatever. All that he just said was basically sarcasm. And I could tell internet sarcasm as I see it. Even his photos I've seen so far is just basically just blatant just sarcasm itself for just a lazy one-shot joke at YouTube. Because at times when you're this frustrated after your stuff been demonetized, you want to let some steam out. And what better way you do that than fucking Twitter, honestly. And just rant on your stuff. But... and they use that as a counterclaim, even though they don't know what the word sarcasm is. But aside from that, this has going on and on and on. And I always thought to myself that I'm glad that I have these platforms instead of YouTube. Or else I wouldn't able to just survive within the landscape, as in within the internet, as a content creator. And the thing I want to say is that, as you know, a few days later, a person I followed or subscribed to on YouTube called Review Tech USA, who also got his stuff demonetized, because he was saying the same things about the Ackman does, who criticized Quantum TV. Let me tell you, this man criticized Quantum TV before the Ackman did, and he never got flack until he got them monetized. And the thing is that what YouTube is doing right now, because enough of this Quantum TV stuff. It's a good thing the Quantum TV situation happened, because it opens a bigger picture of what YouTube is actually. Look what YouTube has done so far, ever since like 2015 or 2016 happened. I don't know what happened, where they decided to change from getting more views to getting more times, because it makes it harder for people to make short videos compared to back then to get revenue, especially for animators who, if they want to get revenue and all that stuff, they have to get more time and time. And you know, animations takes a long time to get through 10 minutes or 9 minutes or whatever, instead of getting more views. You get it's just ridiculous. And then after that happens, the whole quote-unquote adpocalypse happened over at YouTube, and then they decided to, demonetize people who do mature content, honestly. I mean, because, look, YouTube's for everyone. That was the motto until YouTube did that. And then what happened was, last year where they got rid of the thumbs down button, you know, the counting of it. Then I truly believe that YouTube has gone sort of like the downfall or whatever, and the shits they've done so far. And even the frequent hacks have been going on with YouTube, where people getting their stuff hacked. I mean, even major YouTubers like Markiplier, a few years ago, he got hacked, or he got scanned by some type of email he got, and especially from YouTube. And not from YouTube, but like, you know, some random YouTuber who kind of like scamming or whatever through like chat and whatever. And this is just very crazy. And there's the time where a lot of channels who, when they bring up the monetization thing to YouTube, a lot of channels I see so far with random names I never heard of or whatever. Like for example, there was like a channel named Imposter. Just Imposter, you know, from Among Us. But this person got his channel monetized. Or not monetized. This person got his channel verified. A little verification on YouTube. And he got 100,000 subscribers. Like, damn, how did he got it? I went to his YouTube channel. He only got one video. I'm pretty sure the whole subscribers are basically either, possibly this person got, I'll make a lot of accounts, I don't know. Guys and grind, I guess. But either he just made bots and just had them subscribe to him automatically. And it just made me ridiculous on that point, where YouTube shouldn't just done that or should have done something to that situation so far. And back to the whole at hand with the whole Condon TV / Ackerman situation. Whether you're with the man or not, I'm with the man, what he's done so far to expose YouTube itself as an evil thing that has been so far for the past few years. And for me, or my thoughts on this situation is that I thought to myself, back to the YouTube USA thing, just want to get back to this one. Basically, YouTube USA demonetized, then he got his stuff taken down. Even then, people are getting their channels being flagged or being like copyrighted, because if you put Ackman in the video or show his face, then you get like a copyright, not a copyright, you get like a flag from YouTube. I'm like, that is just authoritarian. That's just basically some dictator stuff or whatever. Bruh, this is like dictator stuff. This is basically we're basically in a 1940s communist under Stalin's rule. Everything's strict. Can't speak in your mind or whatever. But it's just an example, I'm just saying. But the thing I want to get at is that there's something going on in YouTube, and we don't know what it was, what it is, what's their policy or whatever, but they just, at this point, they just want to do whatever the heck they want. If you don't follow the thing, their thought process of what they think, if they want to change their mind of not following the policy, then this is going to demonetize you, wipe up from their algorithm. And it's just sad, if as a fellow content creator who for the past 3 years, personally, I'm just saying, I never experienced copyright strikes, takedowns, or demonetizations, or anything here at Anchor or Spotify or whatever the platforms I mentioned before that is not YouTube. Heck, I'm not even on TikTok or Instagram. I want to make a TikTok for making short clips of Animation Nation, but I'm just keeping an eye on how the platform of over there, it seems, going or not. And it looks iffy, but I'll think about it. I'll let you guys know if I want to make one or not for the podcast or not. But I'm just thinking about it. But aside from that, I never experienced those, honestly. I know my channel is still growing. I've still got a lot of audiences, you guys. And they're very supportive so far by listening so far. And I just want to say thank you and everything else, that I'm glad I'm not on YouTube. Because I wouldn't experience all that type of stuff from other fellow content creators are. You know, I don't personally know the Act Man. I don't know Retake USA as a, on a personal level. Like, I don't hang out with them. I'm not their buddies. Or, I mean, I'm not their buddies and whatever. But I know the content they make, and I subscribe to them for many years. And seeing this stuff, and other creators like Mudahar and Nux Taku, whatever, and whatever, and maybe a little bit of Ethan Klein or whatever, and Piscopical on him and his stuff or whatever. But aside from that, these guys helped me who I am today throughout these years that I want to make content. The thing is, what platform is better to make a content without having all these restrictive rules? Or at least having rules that seems equally not as strict, but at least has the rules that are seen to have good boundaries and more reasonable, you know, common sense that everyone should know off the whim of their head. And I believe that Anchor was the opportunity for me to express myself and express the stuff I really love, is covering pop culture and animation in general. And I'm glad I've been able to just keep myself following the rules. They should don't say anything heinous stuff. I know I do a little bit of hot takes or whatever, and a few little cussing and whatever, but I do what I can to be more entertaining at the same time, keeping it as, like, as following the rules and keep it clean as possible for these platforms. And that's what I do. I do what I can, I do what I will. And stuff like this, seeing creators went through that stuff, it just saddens me, because I never experienced them. They're probably experienced the worst things they have so far within their career, because this is all they have. This is all they have with comes like career cases. For me at this point, that this podcast is just basically my hobby. It's not my career. It's basically my hobby, where I do this time to time, give me more, it gives myself more like expressive stuff what I found so far, and you know, I just like do what I can to just like have fun and give my opinions on these things and situations. I truly believe that is worth saying and worth talking about. And not worried about platforms I'm in to demonetize me. Because I never gotten an email from Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any of these platforms that, hey, you're doing some heinous stuff, or you're doing some disgusting things, or you're saying some stuff that you shouldn't be said, or putting copyright music. I haven't. So far as I know, I haven't done all the stuff. I keep myself as possibly squeaky clean. And, you know, and if this video gets, like, taken down from these platforms because I mentioned, like, Act Man or whatever, and, you know, I'll take down this episode or whatever, because I'm following the rules. But as far as what I know personally, I don't know the companies, but all I know is that they're not YouTube. They're not YouTube. They're not Google. Well, one of them is Google Podcast, but like I don't know if they're gonna do this to my podcast or my episode or whatever. But I'm just saying is that, for me, I'm really glad I'm doing other platforms besides YouTube, where a lot of people are getting a lot of situations where they're getting flack and whatever, and it just saddens me as a person who creates content. Kind of similar to theirs, even though mine is not video-based. Mine is basically audio-based, but at least I give some type of vibe to them, what they do so far. And that's what I want to give out, what I see so far. Sorry about that. We learned it got cut off, and I had to, like, go to the router and just, you know, just turn it on, back and off. Sometimes my router does that, and, you know, sometimes Spectrum does this, where they just... it's just cut off the router, or just like my internet connection's not that very good, and just have to turn it off and on. And it's pretty annoying to do that sort of stuff with this podcast. But I'm just saying, but back to what I want to say is that, you know, I'm, you know, very glad to like be in this situation where I have experienced the, you know, monetization, demonetization, copyright strikes, false flags, and whatever. And all that stuff kind of bothers to creators on YouTube who does that sort of stuff. And, you know, because the thing, I remember friends always telling me, why you worry about this? Why you worry about this shit? Why you worry about that shit? I understand where they're coming from. But for me, who these creators inspire me to make this podcast, or maybe just type of content, help me, you know, get out of my shell a little bit, and just, you know, create content for you guys. Create content not for just for myself, but for everyone else who loves the things I've talked about. And I want to give something back to these creators and support any other way. And the thing is that there's because people inspire other people to do things, no matter what. And you want to give something back to the people who did something, those who inspire you. And what you can. I know you can't meet your heroes, but at least you could do just help their situation, what they did for you. It's just, they did for me is inspiration and motivation to do something like this. For at least like around 109 episodes I've been doing this so far. And what I want to say is that at this point in time, I'm really glad I'm in this platform and not YouTube. And with the situation with what we could do so far is that, I don't know, just call YouTube's bluff and like, you know, you lost a because when I'm watching the situation with YouTube, I kind of ask myself that this could happen to me if I did YouTube instead of Anchor or whatever, or Spotify or whatever, doing this podcast with other platforms. I will have to deal with loads and loads of this type of abuse from YouTube's policies and the shady businesses that they're doing so far on YouTube, following the FCC. And what I know so far is that YouTube is just basically, now it's just basically a hellhole so far, and it's something I will never gonna do. I'm not gonna do YouTube, as far as I know, making as official content stuff. As much as hard as it is, YouTube is just not working so far, and as at this point in time, YouTube is just not a good platform at this point to be a content creator. Unless you're like family friendly or advertise friendly with the advertisers, with hardly any freedom of expression or whatever, and appease to the corporates. It's sad. Sad. You know, I create content, they create content, and you just have to worry about things that you're doing within that circumstances, you know? You know, I feel, as a fellow content creator myself, I've been doing this for so long, I've seen these guys going through a lot of stuff, and it's just been painful for them doing that stuff. And, you know, for me, I would just see to myself, what can I do to help these people? And what I do so far is that call on YouTube's bluff and say, hey, rethink your strategy, rethink what you think you're doing so far, Susan. You're not doing the best for the platform, and you should be fired. I'm just saying. I know I'm a bit furious about what they do so far, but you're making YouTube as it is, and guess what? You lost a future content creator on your platform, because I'm not going to go to your territory and just upload anything so far, because you guys have just been a bunch of crap. Disgusting whims that used to be good with their former selves, and look at you. Hypocrites of your own rules. And, you know, it's just weird, honestly, where I don't experience that here. But YouTube over there, the people have been suffering so far, and, you know, make this in the content. Because here's another thing. Kids day and age want to become a YouTuber. Back then it was a joke. Now kids want to be like a YouTuber or whatever. You need to keep in mind what their life choices so far, because it's not bad of a choice, but at the same time, you have to keep in mind on how many times you got to keep uploading videos, or the quality of the content. Then we have to keep an eye on, you know, YouTube's terms of services, what they did with these people, and the way how it is, how long will your fame and fortune or notoriety is going to last? Because you never know, if you do something that's really shady or questionable, people are just not going to find you, you know, interesting anymore because you did that sort of stuff with other people. You know? You have to find like some type of stable, you know, stable career or whatever. I'm just saying, you could do that. You just have to be very mindful what you're doing so far. If this is going to be your career, then you have to find like at least a backup, you know? At least something that can catch you as a net. And, you know, it's something you have to keep in mind so far. I know a lot of parents were skeptical about kids' dreams, but this is basically just looking out for you. And at least have something that could, like, catch your back if anything goes downhill. You know, like a plan B. At least have a plan B. You have there just, like, able to just, you know, latch yourself onto things going downhill with plan A to your career. And that's always keep in mind for myself as well when it comes to the forms of animation. And I'm glad thing of the internet's there to find some variety to do some sort of stuff where I could just latch on to the types of experiments I do, because, you know, I'm still young. I could do whatever I want until I'm the age of 50 or whatever, but human lifespans are not that very much longer or whatever. Depends on the situation you're going to go through. But as far as I know, I just want to say thank you. You guys, I'm very grateful for having you guys listen to the podcast and giving some motivations to keep going despite what my current situation is. I'm able to just keep providing you guys as possible content for what I can. And seeing this whole thing with YouTube unfold, it's very, very, very shady and uncalled for what they did so far with these people, honestly, because they motivate me for making this content for you guys. And so as here from now on Animation Nation, where whether you're go against him or whatever, despite the whole controversy, what the argument with Quantum TV, I'm here for the call outs of YouTube. So we here stand for the people of YouTube who are against the policy of the company as well. So we here stand for the Ackman. We here stand for Quantum. Stand for Rutech USA. We here stand for anyone who is doing something that is very righteous, right for YouTube, where YouTube seems to be telling them to no, even though that's our policy, we're going to break our own policy because we feel like it. That is a very dictatorship of them. That's what a dictator would do. So, no matter what happens, no matter if this episode gets at least maybe taken down, or if Spotify or whatever tells me to take that shit down or whatever, then I'm sorry, I might as well follow the rules and whatever, but it is what it is. But I just want to say thank you guys for listening. This is not the end. Obviously, not the end of me. Still going to keep making content. Still keep making episodes and whatever. I just want to see what I have thought so far with the current situation of YouTube. Because that could have been me if I was on YouTube. Not getting the monetization, but that could have been me if I get into other YouTubers their situations of either getting flagged, copyright and all that sort of stuff with YouTube's weird policy, because I would have been facing all that stuff in the span of 3 years. And as far as I know, with this other platform, Spotify or whatever, for podcast creation, I haven't dealt with those. Maybe I will in the future, but at this point so far, what experience, nothing happened so far. So very grateful for that. So I'm here to say thank you guys for listening so far, and I'm sorry this may seem a bit moody so far, but that's what I feel so far for my fellow content creators who made content so far for many years than me so far. So yeah, I really appreciate you guys. Show them some love. Make sure you tell YouTube to rethink the strategy and please fix YouTube with their policies. Do not harass any of the people I mentioned so far. Don't even harass Team YouTube. Do not harass anyone. Harassment will not solve anything whatsoever, because it brings a bad message to the community. Brings a bad message to the people who are in charge of this stuff. Harassment is never the answer. The only thing, the answer is just basically support these creators. And just basically just tell YouTube, Jesus, peacefully telling them, Jesus, please rethink the things you're doing. We're here to stand for these people and try to be better as much as possible. Just don't harass anyone. It's never good. So yeah. So this is Animation Nation. I'm your host, Primetime, here. Thank you guys for at least, if you guys at least listen to this whole rant and thoughts or whatever, and the appreciation I have for you guys and everyone else, no matter who you are around the world. Thank you for listening so far. So I'll see you guys next week for the next episode. So have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye. Have a wonderful day.